Acorn at 54. There's a call on my calendar about getting Acorn up and running in Cleveland by organizing tenants there. One of the participants noted that it was a perfect way to celebrate Juneteenth. Indeed. Pairing the date with yesterday's 54th anniversary of Acorn's founding is also kind of special in its own way, especially this week when it is bookended on one end by the wonderful and exciting Acorn Canada Convention, where they celebrated their 20th anniversary, and the second National Conference of Acorn in the United Kingdom, where they're also celebrating their 10th anniversary. I count myself wildly lucky to be present at both of these special historic events. Personally, I love these big meetings, as hard and expensive as they are to organize, because it gives me an opportunity to personally visit with Acorn members, hear what they're thinking, and understand their vision for Acorn's importance in their lives. Local organizers are lucky. They get to visit and talk to members every day. I used to tell organizers to enjoy every minute as a local group organizer, both the great days and the hard ones, because they will miss those days as they advance in the organization. It's been decades since I drank from that same well. Having been with the organization one way or another for all these 54 years, I think about this often, but at no time more than when I'm standing there watching them in so many ways make the organization their very own. I find myself thinking about all this as I help members unload their bags when they arrive. Standing along the march route, there's also a certain peace. Even while I'm trying to see what's ahead of us and calculating how far behind the end of the column might be, in listening to the roar of the chants and feeling the crackling excitement from so many simultaneously. These are amazing experiences for all of us. In sports, the camera always lingers on great players taking their last look at the field or the court, knowing their time as a participant rather than observer has finally come. I found myself watching the Acorn Canada Convention in somewhat the same way, knowing I had so many fewer ahead of me than behind. Maybe if I'm lucky, I'll be able to contribute fully in different ways another half dozen years and experience three more Canada and UK conventions past their 25th and 15th years. It didn't feel like nostalgia, though. There were no regrets. Frankly, there was relief. This was no longer my organization and hadn't been for so many years. Every one of these members had embraced Acorn as their own in various special ways. They'd brought their own ideas and culture into the organization in a continuing evolution to inhabit it fully. Members, leaders, and organizers now had clutched the organization tightly. It's exciting for me to imagine the future. I'm with them now, but every day the organization is increasingly firmly in their grasp, and it is in very good hands. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.